JP, 722, sunny and 85. Today we welcome to our radio show from the Billy Joel Band, Mike Del Judas. Of course, you guys know him locally from Big Shot, but he's been in Billy's band for a while now. And tonight at the Garden, show number 100. Mike, as you may know, is he plays guitar on stage, the bald guy maybe to the right of Billy if you're looking at the stage, and sings that amazing Italian language aria, Nessun Dorma, I think is how you say it. Mike is going to be a big show tonight, number 100, pretty cool.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty big.
Blah, blah, blah. Did you know Raj won $129,000 in the World Series of Poker? Did you know that, Mike?
No, you did, Raj?
I did. I played the main. I came in 61st.
That's awesome, dude. Congratulations. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you very much. I know we haven't seen each other playing poker lately, so I know you've been busy.
No, I don't play anymore. I quit.
You quit?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
There's a story.
No, I did. I quit. I don't know.
There's a story there.
I could tell you the story. It's a classic story.
There was a car repossessed. Something happened.
let's just say spiritual cleansing.
So you're going through a cleansing. That's good. A gambling cleansing. All right.
I just needed one less vice. That's all.
Yeah, no, that's good. No, you got a lot of good stuff going. Why have that hang around if you don't need it?
Mike, have you done all 54 shows?
Yes.
Wow.
My God.
You've played Madison Square Garden 54 times. You've done your operatic thing in the middle of his show 54 times?
No. That started halfway through the tour, so I'd probably say 20 times. 24 times, 25 times, yeah.
That might be the most played video of a Billy Joel show ever, is you singing. Is that crazy? Everybody records that and posts it. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. It's funny. It became something. I can't even believe it.
Are you guys still, as familiar as it is, are you changing it up enough that it stays interesting for everybody? You know what I mean? I mean, for Billy, for you guys, I mean, I guess it's a little different every night, right?
Yeah, and it's also different based on the venue. I mean, when you're playing the Garden, those shows are becoming almost, not becoming, but from the beginning have been almost like a tourist attraction thing as well as a hometown show.
Right.
People hometown. So you know how it goes with this kind of stuff.
No, you know what? I'm not a rock star. I'm not in a band. I have no idea how it goes. I know how it goes in a 12x12 studio with no windows.
You're funny, dude.
It's the truth, though. I mean, you take it for granted, but you standing on that stage, you get used to it, I would think.
Oh, I don't take it. Don't trust me. Not one second. You can't walk on that stage and take that for granted.
You can. Okay.
It's, we're in the dark a lot about the things that are going to happen.
Right.
Like, we don't know. Like, we won't know until the day of the gig. I'll show up and all of a sudden I'll find out, oh, yeah, this is what they're going to do. But, I mean, let's face it. It's 100 shows. It's iconic.
Legendary.
For me, no. I mean, it's always nerve-wracking. It's always exciting. It's always, like, on edge. It's the Garden. It's different there. You know what I'm saying? Different there.
Do you have any idea if there's a special guest or anything planned, or would you assume there is, you just don't know who it is?
Yeah, that's what I would say. Yeah. I would almost 100% assume that there would be somebody. I just don't know. We don't, and that may do that on purpose, and that, there's no leakage.
Does it rhyme with Schmall McFartney?
I told you, I don't know.
So then when do you guys rehearse with a supposed guest? Does that just happen at soundcheck and that's it?
I will play with the I don't know whoever it is tomorrow.
Right.
Somewhere in the afternoon for soundcheck.
What's been your favorite out of, like, what? Let me say this, not your favorite, because obviously maybe you're a big Beatles fan and McCartney's a big deal, but what has been, out of all the special guests of all the shows at the Garden, what was the most fun? Who was the most fun?
Brian Johnson.
Wow.
And that was one of the first ones, too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And how come?
I just got it. He's just a fireball, man. He's indescribable. Just raw power, just energy. I can't describe, I'm a classic rock guy, so maybe it's that.
Yeah.
Right.
That sells it for me.
Did you try to have a conversation with him? It's almost impossible to understand what he's saying.
Oh, you can't hear him. I mean, even if I tried to mimic him, I would have to curse every other word.
Mikey, me son.
Mikey, come on, you give me. Yeah, it sounds like a bunch of muddled words and an accent with a bunch of expletives. that, and he has a particular favorite that is, you know, the most offensive.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, I think it starts with a C. If I'm correct.
Yeah, it's an Australian thing.
Right. You know what I mean? When we first started, Roger and I first started. I think it was literally in 2000. We interviewed the Stiff Upper Lip AC/DC album came out, and we got to interview Brian Johnson and Angus. And Angus, you can understand. Brian was just like, I just looked at Roger, like, I don't know what to do here. I'm brand new at this.
I don't know what he said.
I can make out me son. Everything else was a crapshoot.
Yeah, me son. Yeah.
But the video of Brewer doing the AC/DC stuff with you guys was great.
That was really good.
Fantastic. He does a great job at that stuff. Like, you know, like really, really good. And I've heard him do that before. We've done a show together on the Jersey Shore like a long time ago. And I remember he was playing that song. And I remember going, oh, my God, this guy can sing.
No joke.
Like,
he was.
Mocks it perfect.
He came in here literally, I think it was like 2 weeks later. Because he's going on the road with Metallica. He's like the opening act for Metallica. They're doing a whole thing. And he was coming in here to promote it. And he was like telling the whole story of how the playing with Billy happened. It was really last minute. He goes, I was petrified. He goes, you see me down there in full-blown rock star pose? He goes, it's not because I wanted to be a rock star. He goes, because that's where the monitors were with all the lyrics.
He said he had to get low so he could read them.
Yeah, the prompters, Holy crap.
So
that was last minute. That really was.
Yeah,
that was
like
kind of, hey, you want to get him up? He does a really good AC/DC, you know?
Yeah.
Well, he's got a bunch of great guys. It's hard to, like, pinpoint one, you know? You got Pink was the most, holy crap voice I've ever heard live.
Her?
Like, I just couldn't believe the tone that came out of her voice.
Out of all those pop stars, her voice and Christina Aguilera's voice, I think, are just insane.
They're fantastic. And I take Pink any day of the week.
Yeah.
Really? And
any
good,
day
huh?
of the week because of the edge.
Right.
Her edge. She's rock. I'm a classic rock guy, so I hear that in her voice. I hear, Ann Wilson behind her, you know, like that real gutsy, throaty, and not too much, all that crap, all that stuff.
Did you ever
Christina does that great, and she's got great control.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to hear her hold a note out, though, like Pink does, and just give me chills from top to bottom. And even, like, her low notes, her pitch was like, she's singing New York State of Mind in B-flat, like the lowest key possible for even a guy, and she's just spot on.
She's killing
it, one note off.
Did the moment for any of the special guests? Did you ever see the moment get too big for them? You're too nice for that question.
It's hard to say. I think so. Yeah, I think I have seen that a couple times.
Wow.
I think I have, and I don't want to say who.
It's that big a moment.
Okay,
huh?
Does it rhyme with Schmall McFartney?
It's never. We're talking to Mike Del Judas, of course, from Billy Joel's band and Big Shot. Do you have any time to do Big Shot gigs? I think I see one once in a while. It seems like you're just so busy.
Yeah, no, we're cooking up. It's the summer, you know. We definitely got a lot of work. I mean, the idea for Big Shot now. I mean, Billy stuff is kind of scattered, but we're busy now. The last 2 months, but you know, the summer gets busy, of course, for both. We really are still working a lot, and the vision for Big Shot, obviously, now we've been on the island for our 20th anniversary is going to be coming up in a couple
years.
So what we're thinking now is really, you know, we're setting up promotions across the country, globally, internationally, everywhere, just to play everywhere. And we're going to take it on the road and make it something real nice. And
you're going to explode Big Shot in between.
We're going to stick around here too, obviously,
You know. All right, hang on, Mike. More with Mike Del Judas from Billy Joel's band. Big show tonight. A big commemoration, too. The 100th show at the Garden. In fact, we got to find out if Mike knows exactly what's going on.
Billy's 100th and the 54th of this residency run, which is just insane if you think about it.
It's incredible, Mark. So more with Mike Del Judas coming next right now, though, 7:31. Should I stay or should I go? 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP at 7:38. Sunny and 85 today. On the line, Long Islander and Mike Del Judas, piano player, guitarist in Billy Joel's band, piano player in Big Shot, has done very well over time and has been at so many shows with Billy Joel. Billy celebrating his 100th show tonight at Madison Square Garden.
I can't believe what you've managed to turn this into.
Yeah.
If you take a step back and really think about it, you're a musician, you're writing music, struggling a little bit, and then you start doing the Billy stuff. Yeah, struggling a lot. You have a family. You have a divorce. You have, you're going out, you're playing Billy stuff. Not only does Billy not get pissed off that you're playing his stuff,
he embraces
but he
you.
Loves it so much that he Amazing. Decides to put you, like the grand, you take a step back and think about all this.
It's a great story.
Oh, listen to me. I think about it every day. There's no way you can't. I mean, it's so easy to remember to me where I was my whole life.
Right.
It's not hard to sit here and go, holy crap.
And now they say...
I do it every day. I say it every day.
Yeah, and now they say you're going, obviously, through the end of this year, and that it looks like it'll be 2019 as well. Did they tell you that? Because that was in some sort of press.
Yeah, no, they intentionally don't tell us that stuff, probably, so that it doesn't leak out. But
it's funny, they don't tell the band, but they tell Newsday.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, last ones to know, but that's okay. You know what I mean? It's almost better that way. And, you know, the way I see it with The Garden is, you know, he said he's going to keep playing until people stop wanting to see him. So even if he eventually slowed down the rest of the stuff he's doing,
I
could still see him maybe going on with that. But I don't know. I can't say because, you know.
You never know.
It looked like a year ago that we were going to tuck her out. So, I mean, he's just, you know, I think he's got this energy going and such positive stuff around him. Every review has been really great for him, and he deserves it. He's awesome. He's a great dude. You know, he deserves everything that he's getting. Like, he's finally getting the press. Finally getting the good stuff, you know. He fought with it for years, you know, when he was younger.
Yeah, I tell you.
It's just great to see him loved and stadiums being filled. I mean, people love him. They absolutely love him.
What was the name of that documentary I just watched? Liberty was in it.
Hired Guns.
Did you see it?
I don't like anything that's derogatory.
Right, I know you don't. But I'm not, take that stuff out of it. I never realized how filthy of a business that whole hired gun thing could be. Do you know what there was a dude that was in there. Did you watch the movie? I'm not even talking about the Billy stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I watched the whole movie, yeah.
The dude from Filter that was like a hired gun and Nine Inch Nails, and then they didn't eat him, and they're like, you want to come deliver pizzas near here? And he was like, wait, what? I was like, my God, that's just disgusting business. It's disgusting.
It's a disgusting business. It can be. Or it can not be. It's this whole thing about, you know, if you're playing for somebody else, period, you're a sideman. If your name is not on, if you're not part of a band, say,
right,
you're not like in the Doors.
Right.
You know, say if it was just Jim Morrison. It's Billy Joel on the marquee, and there's no way that you can ever get around that, which means everybody around him, including myself, immediately is expendable.
Right.
And if you don't know that going into a gig when you are working for somebody else, then your ego has gotten the best of you, or maybe you got too comfortable, or maybe you got too whatever, but there's never a moment that I don't sit here and say, I can get a call any second, and I would have to respect it. Not only respect it, it would suck. I'd probably cry for a couple of days.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not that it's easy, but to go and maybe get mad or to get angry or to get like, I'm going to get back. It's not me. That's not the kind of person I am, but I got to be honest, the business sucks. And if you let your emotions attached to what you're doing, it's even worse. And let's face it, you know, when it came to this stuff, I mean, some guys were with him for a very long time or with another artist for a very long time.
Yeah.
So there's relationships that are formed, there's friendships. Mm. And then when things don't go good, how do you separate friendship from business? How do you do it then?
My question for you is, how are you from here and so nice? Like, how is that? I don't know anybody like you. I've never heard you utter a negative word and or feeling towards anybody.
He's a grateful guy.
And you're from here. Listen, we're all from here. When you're from Long Island, you're part disgruntled prick. It's in the... It's built in us.
You're right about that.
It's built in us. Like, I've never... God bless you, man. And I know you're a religious dude, too, but I'm blown away by that.
the way I see it is we're all souls, you know, and we're all individual. We're all on this individual journey, and it's like, you know, you're going to be at a different place in your life, and there were times in my life where people would look at me and went, wow, he's a mess. Look, he's this. Of course I was. That's how you grow. That's how you learn. You got to become a mess.
Yeah.
You don't become a mess at some point in your life and totally screw everything up, then you're not learning. Mm. And if you're not owning it, you're really not learning. You know what I mean? Like, you got to own it. You got to say, what was my part? If you look inside first, it usually takes away the whole looking at somebody else and judging and whatever. And to me, I don't believe in judging people.
Right.
I never have. I don't like how it feels when I'm judged.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I simply don't like to judge other people. I can't judge other people's motives and people always ask me questions about the whole Billy thing with you know, the old band and this, that, and I just always say, to me, it's the Billy Joel family, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah.
A family of musicians over the years that have played, and why not, why make it negative? Why not just keep it positive? I mean, our old legacy is all based on Billy Joel.
Last question.
That's a good point.
None of us have a legacy without him.
You have a good point.
Last question, and we'll let you fly. Out of all the gigs you've done, you've been in Billy's band 5 years now, right? Right around there?
Yes, yes.
Favorite gig? Take the garden shows out of it. Favorite, such as gig, city, venue, moment, go.
God, there's too many, dude. You can't do that.
Really?
This is like 5 years of just dreams being made. It's like memories being made.
Dude, you're Italian. Say anything in Italy.
I won't know until I look back. I'll throw out one and say, the first time I sang Until the Night with Billy Joel. So I'd say Barclays Center.
Wow.
That first show. You know, that was my first.
That was a magic moment
arena
for you.
Show. And it was New Year's Eve. And that I can remember specifically being like, oh my God, overwhelmed with, you know. And then the Garden came, the first Garden show where I was overwhelmed with that. So every show has its own its own brain. And then Wembley. I mean stadiums and stuff that I would have never even dreamed of. Flying, let alone flying to Europe. I didn't like to fly. I went from never even flying to bypassing coach. Let's just say that, you know.
Nice. He's got you in the chairs that lay all the way down?
Absolutely. It depends on the flight, of course. If it's regional and it's close.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
But always, yeah. He always
good
flies
for you.
The band top notch. He always flies the band top notch. Wow. And I'm not, you know, listen, to me, like I said, I'm happy being in a pub. Yeah. On Long Island. I don't mind. I love playing small gigs. I love playing big gigs. I just love working. I love playing. So.
Well, Mike, enjoy show number 100 of The Garden. That is the coolest thing. Have a great show.
I'm beyond excited. I
bet
really
you are.
It's going to be unbelievable, honestly.
Keep kicking butt in his band and having a great time. You deserve it too, you know?
Yeah, thank you so much.
And listen, you'll leave my tickets at roll call?
Yeah, right.
All right, be well.
Not like two. He'll leave you four.
Don't worry.
Be well, buddy. We'll talk
thanks,
to you
Mike.
Soon. All right, guys. God bless. Take care.
Bye. Mike DelJunis from Billy Joel's band and, of course, from Big Shot. You'll see him tonight. I'm sure Dinesh and Dorma again. And if you're going tonight, it's a special show. Show number 100. Some sort of commemoration with the governor and that kind of thing at the Garden. They'll reveal it maybe this afternoon. And then we'll find out exactly what they're doing. I mean, it would be cool for a Billy Joel statue. We talked about that yesterday.
That'd they're doing awesome. Some sort of permanent tribute to Billy. And it's Cuomo, it's James Dolan, and for whatever reason, Chaz Palminteri is involved with it. So I'm not really sure why, but who knows, maybe they're friends.
Hey, thanks again to Mike DelJunis. 746, sunny and 85 today. Ted Linder has a road.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.